Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
If there is a Karen Reed trial part two, you can't have it in Canton again. I mean, with any sort of realistic expectation of an unbiased jury, but Massachusetts isn't that big. Like, where do you go? I mean, you can't take it out of state, correct?
No,
so you
gotta
have to have it there.
You gotta go to the Western Mass.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta go way, way almost to the border of Western Massachusetts. You can't stay on the eastern Massachusetts side, man. I mean, you got, like you said, it's not a huge state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like the fact of the matter is, I don't know that there's anywhere in that state where they're gonna be able to get a fair and impartial jury, to be honest with you. I mean, no. They'll do the best that they can. They're not going to not have the trial, mm-hmm. you know, because, like, I mean, they're going to have to do the best that they can, you know, because it's like we were talking about, man, like there are people that exist in the world that actively try to get on juries like in cases like this. Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Yeah.
It's facts, you know, and it's like, and I'm talking about when they get the jury notice, and I see it like when, in the Delphi case, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm covering that very closely, and I'm boots on the ground. And when they sent out the thing, the jury noticed, you know, there was like people that want to sit on that jury.
Yeah.
Because of that kind of case, you know what I mean? And just high profile cases, like you're always going to have court observers that just would kill to get on that trial, or, you know, so it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just think that ultimately there's going to be a documentary like three years down the road about like 4 or 5 trials. I just think they're going to keep getting the same result because the evidence is not going to change.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if I'm the Commonwealth, I'm certainly not putting, Trooper Paul up there again.
Why not? So
I'm going to find a better expert than him.
Yeah.
Who is going to, you know, be able to break it down for the jurors better, mm-hmm. you know, and just come off as more knowledgeable, you know, like the Proctor issue. I don't know what you do with him. I mean, because the fact of the matter is if the Commonwealth doesn't call him, the defense will.
Exactly.
They're never escaping that guy.
No,
like that guy he was unfortunately a very integral part of the investigation. And there's no hiding from that. Like you can't turn back the hands of time and say, okay, we're going to remove Proctor. You're going to have to deal with that, dude, and all the shit that comes along with them.
Yep.
And now, you know, the timing was, you know, specious in my opinion, in terms of them, you know, announcing that they've, you know, removed him from, you know, being a detective at the Norfolk County DA's office. You know, he's been relieved of that duty, and people were mistaken that he was fired. He wasn't
exactly
fired.
That I
was
like.
Telling people on my live, I'm like, nah, man, you got unions. Cop unions, they're tough.
He's like, not fired. No, he's just, it's like the Catholic Church. He's been moved to another diocese.
Correct.
And like, oh, we'll see what happens over here.
I mean, they didn't even put him in like the abyss, really.
No.
I think they moved him to like South Boston, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, they didn't put him like in like, you know, buttfuck somewhere. Like,
exactly.
We're going to put you in absolute purgatory where you can't do any harm, or the crime rate is zero. Where you're never going to investigate it, but he's still got to go through a disciplinary hearing.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Which that could, they have to go through their process, which could in fact lead to his complete dismissal, but we'll see. Right. Procedurally wise, they couldn't just fire him.
It's a collective bargaining issue with the union. I mean, that's why they have unions. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's, you know, teachers, cops, anywhere there's a union, it's tough to just shit can somebody.
Sure.
You
know? Sure. If you're Karen Reed at this point, what would you advise her if you're her attorney right now? Would you be saying, hey, let's figure out some sort of a plea deal and let's all get on with our lives? Or do you say, let's keep pushing this, let's keep trying this, and then God knows how long that's going to take, and it's just going to keep dragging life through the mud. And I guess it's kind of a question of quality of life and when you want to get back to some semblance of normalcy.
I mean, again, like the immediate answer is I need to know what the count was.
Yeah.
I have to have an idea if we were, ever so close to getting an acquittal, or if we were, ever so far from getting an acquittal, you know, because like I'm sure you like, and I disregard everything that I've read because it's not coming from the jurors, but
sure.
I've seen people saying it was a 10-2 guilty split. I don't give it any
credence. We just don't know yet. Yeah.
You don't know, but in the importance of like for both sides to know is to see how the case played out in the eyes of the jury. Mm-hmm. Like nothing matters more than that. You know, it's like the Commonwealth saying that they you know intend on retrying, or you know that was for the benefit of Mrs. O'Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like you have to feel terrible for her. She's sitting in that courtroom heartbroken, just went through 10 weeks, and it's like she got no relief one way or another. She got no, like, she couldn't be angry. She couldn't be, she just had to be like disappointed and sad that she's got to go through this thing again. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like if Karen's acquitted, then at least she could have been like furious and angry if she really believes that Karen's the one who did this. Or if she's convicted, then she feels joy, you know, some amount of joy. I mean, like, verdicts never heal families in the wounds that they suffer from the loss of their loved ones. I mean, that's like that. You're not like our justice, our form of justice is pretty hollow.
Yeah.
You know, certainly you want to see the person who commits a crime punished, but it doesn't I haven't suffered the loss personally, mm-hmm. but I've been a part of the criminal justice system to know it gives some form of relief.
Yeah.
But doesn't come close to obviously bringing your loved one back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so, but it's, I mean, it's the best that we can do in this, in, you know, anywhere really. So I don't know, man.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.